This is Sound Mindset. I'm Robert, and today we're starting off a new week. Today's Monday. I hope you're doing great, wherever you're joining me from. Let me tell you what we do in our few moments together. We start off by focusing on our breathing, just to get centered and still. Then we'll check in with how we're feeling and let God know our heart. We close our time by focusing on God's Word to see what He has for us in this day. We do this daily pause together every day just to get fully present in stillness, to know and be known by God. So as we begin, I invite you to just get comfortable, relax your body, quiet in your mind, and let's focus on our breathing. Take a slow, deep breath, inhaling through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds and then let it escape slowly through your mouth. Do this a couple more times, breathing in deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Relax your muscles and any tension that you might be carrying right now. Just let it go. And if you get distracted, just gently bring your attention back to the rising and the falling of your chest as you breathe. Be fully present in this moment right now as you breathe in and out. And now I invite you to just check in with yourself. A lot of times we don't take time to actually know what's going on inside. So in this stillness, as you're breathing, I ask you, what are you feeling right now in this moment? There's no right or wrong answer. Just what pops into mind when I ask, how are you feeling right now? Now, with those feelings in mind, let's turn our focus to our good Father. He's here with us right now. He promises to meet us in stillness. So I want to ask you to picture Him in your mind, like He's with you right across from where you're at right now, in the same physical space. Tell Him how you're feeling. He wants to know what's going on in your heart, so don't hold anything back. Let your Father know how you're feeling. Now, let's make some space for God to speak to us in this stillness. Listen for that still, small voice. What do you hear Him saying to you in this stillness? For us to get serious about wholeness and total health, we have to take a hard look at ourselves. Today is a tough scripture. The words of Jesus, but also a reminder that there is freedom on the other side of our battles. So listen closely. These are the words of Jesus. He's not angry here. He's just being honest. This is from Matthew 7, verse 1 through 5. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. For you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying to your friend, "Let me help you get rid of the speck in your eye," when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite. First, get rid of the log in your own eye. Then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. As humans, a fact we have to deal with throughout life is the less whole we are in any given season, the more we tend to find fault in others. Whether wanting to justify our own behavior or just being negative about people, we can look around and see the speck in others' eyes, to use Jesus' words. But notice the important counsel here. First, get rid of the log in your own eye. Listen once again to this passage from the Message Bible. But buckle up, this version hits even a little closer to home. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Do you have the nerve to say, "Let me wash your face for you," when your own face is distorted by contempt? It's this whole traveling roadshow mentality all over again, playing a holier-than-thou part instead of just living your part. Wipe that ugly sneer off your own face, and you might be able to offer a washcloth to your neighbor. The goal of Jesus' teaching here is not to produce guilt or shame or self-hatred, but rather getting honest about personal evaluation, facing our own stuff. Is there an area in your life that is a speck or a log in your own eye? Can you think of that one area and surrender and repent of it right now? Getting real about what we need to surrender to God before we can truly begin the journey towards wholeness is so important. So as you think about that, let's take some slow, deep breaths once again. Breathe deep, then slowly exhale and let go of your strife and comparison. Let's move into the balance that God offers. Let's trust Him. And let's repent of those areas in our own lives that keep us from being whole. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I always love the mercy and grace verses in your word, but I know I have to embrace ones like this too. Today, I need to hand over the logs and my specks to you. I want to be whole. So I know some surgery on my heart and my work and work on my attitude are what I need to allow you to do right now. So I submit to that and ask for your mercy and your grace. As above, so below. Amen. This verse is super convicting to me. I'm going to spend the rest of this day examining my heart and asking God to show me about that log in my own eye. We can become blind to it sometimes. I hope you join me and do the same. Listen, thanks for spending some time with me. I look forward to being back with you tomorrow. God bless.